A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erechin Chaf Beis, Erechin 22a, pagination is 43. We'll start on the facing page just below midway at the start of the sixth perek. Shuma Yisomim, the appraisal of property belonging to orphans, if they owe money and property has to be sold, Shloshim Yom. 30 days of announcing to find the best buyer to get bids. V'shum ha-hektish, and if it comes to property of hektish that we're trying to sell, shishim yom, we give 60 days. U'machrizim b'boker v'erev, and we announce it day and night for this duration of time. An obvious question is, why is there a difference in time between the announcing of Yesomim's property and that of Hektish property? An interesting answer is given, brought in Art School footnote 2 from the Yerushalmi, a concept that when people are bidding on Hektish, each bid is binding, and therefore letting it go for a longer period of time enables you to get more bids, and if the best bid was an early bid, you'll go back to them, and it's binding. You'll expect that of them because they're the highest bidder. When it comes to non-hektish bidding, however, if you go too long, you could lose interest, and the early bidders will move on, might even invest in new property. By the time you come back, they're not buying, and basically, because it's not binding, we don't want to keep it for too long a duration. So the balance to get maximum opportunity of bidding, but not losing interest, was designated at a 30-day period. The Gemara says, Maishna b'boker v'erev. Why day, morning, and night? Why morning and evening? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, b'shas hatzoas po'alim v'shas hachnasas po'alim. The person who's got the money, the homeowner, the wealthy merchant, is sending workers out to the fields in the morning, and they're coming back, and he has the opportunity to debrief them in the evening. So you're going to make these announcements morning and evening. Because there might be somebody who's willing to buy. Go check it out for me. Look at the field while you're out there. When they're coming back, so announce it again. The nidker, to remind him that there's this pending opportunity. They should go ask the workers and make sure to debrief them. It's an interesting concept that we recognize that unless you do follow through on your committees, it's very nice that you ask them to take care of something, but if you don't go back to them, they won't necessarily report back. And therefore, we make this announcement to remind people to follow through. In terms of the actual announcing, two lines up from the wide, Omer, he makes the announcement, Sode Polones Besimoneho, the boundaries of this field, Kachi Yofe V'Kachi Shuma, this is its yield, this is how good it is, and this is its evaluation, Kolorot Zilikach Yofe V'Yikach, whoever wants should come to us and buy it. And we also notify people what the reason for the sale is. Almanas litin li'isha b'ksubasa. We're trying to raise the money in order to pay a woman's ksuba. Ulebal chov b'chovo, or to pay up a debt. Lamali l'meimar. Why do we have to say this information, why I'm selling the field? Says the Gemara on the next line, di'ika d'nichale b'val chov d'meko b'zuze. Some people would find a sale to raise money for a debt very attractive, because such a person is more lenient in the type of coins that he gets. He doesn't have his heart in the coins. As long as they're saleable coins, marketable coins, he's fine. And you can give slightly damaged coins as part of the purchase, and that'll all be okay in the line of business. Whereas to a woman with her ksuba, she's going to be expecting good coins, and this is a much more personal thing. Other buyers might prefer to deal with a woman raising money for the ksuba. Deshakla al yad, because she would be willing to take a payment plan arrangement. She doesn't need all the money right now, and she would be fine with that, whereas a merchant would not necessarily be comfortable with a payment plan, because he wants to get the entire sum so that he can do something with it, buy a field, do something with it. And a payment plan, he ends up, you give him $5 or $500 each time you make a payment, it's not going to be effective for his merchant type needs. Explaining this a little bit better, the Chafetz Chaim in Avos Chesed, when he talks about repayment of loans, writes that a person who lends money and wants to do an enormous chesed, he can allow a payment plan, which is explained that a payment plan is really not attractive to a merchant who knows that if he gets the money in installments, he might spend it, and at the end, he's not going to have the money in order to invest. He wants the money in one chunk. Nevertheless, the Chafetz Chaim is describing, it would be, if you could, an enormous chesed to allow a person a payment plan so that he can pay up, and however you figure out to control the money so that you can indeed be able to do business with it. Moving on to today's daf, just a brief excerpt. About a quarter of the way down, the first word on the line is Shmaita. Bolahachriz Ritzufim, if a person is announcing day by day, in order, Shloshim, it's a 30-day duration. B'sheni v'chamishi, if you're only announcing it on Mondays and Thursdays, Shishim, it goes 60-day duration of your announcing. V'afal gav d'chikoshiv lei mar liyomei achroza lohave elotim nisar yomi, even though if you do the calculation on Mondays and Thursdays for 60-day duration, you only end up with 18 announcement days. Kema d'mashcha milsa shami inchi. But because it's over a longer period of time, it successfully publicizes the topic. Again, even though technically there are less announcement days in 60-day duration. This concept, I believe, could be compared to what Yaakov did in beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. V'revach tosimu bein eder uvein eder. Make a separation between the groups of animals when you're sending them to Esav. If you separate them, it tricks the mind. The mind thinks that there's actually much more over here. And a similar concept is being applied over here. In publicizing something, the impact is greater than the actual number. Even though you're only announcing it for 18 days, but because it's spread out, people receive it in a way that affords it greater publicity. They get the impression over a longer period of time, and therefore it impacts their awareness of the sale. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.